acting through them. Esther watches these little kids and acknowledges that often they are not behaving even close to socialized ways. But who they really are is flowing through them in the moment, and it is beautiful to see.
Yes.
Yes.
And one final question. Wondering, between meditation, hypnosis, and channeling, where do the lines cross between those? I mean, I'm not asking a question, what are those three things? But through those three aspects or techniques?
We teach meditation because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought, and when you stop thought, you stop resistance, and when you stop resistance, you come into alignment with who you are, which then is what channeling is. In other words, if any time that you release your resistance, you turn and close the gap between you and you, and now you are in full connection with your broader perspective, and that's what that which humans call channeling is. Okay. Hypnosis is similar in the sense that you are distracted from your normal thoughts, but instead of coming into alignment with your inner being, you've come into alignment with a projection of thought that the hypnotist is projecting. Not nearly as good.
Okay.
Now, it is said that no one does things under the influence of hypnosis that would go against their greater well-being, which implies that there is a somewhat coming into alignment with broader perspective. Anytime people come together, there is a vibration that is surrounding the experience. And the dominant vibration, in other words, if you're interacting with someone, let's say with your child, and you're both frustrated about something, and you are thinking about it more. You thought about it all night. You thought about it all morning. You had a conversation with two or three people about it. You're really, really frustrated. You've got a really active vibration going on. Your vibration is going to dominate the conversation between you and your child. But let's say your child has been ignoring you and CNN and is blissfully doing whatever and tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and in alignment with source energy. That child has stronger vibrational influence.
Okay.
One who's connected to the stream is more powerful than a million who are not. How often, sort of morphing your two questions together, how often a parent in frustration feels even greater frustration when their child, who is connected to source, won't listen and come with them to the depths of despair? In other words, very often your children, you say, you're not listening to me. And their inner being is saying, yes, and that's a very good thing. And then mother says, you're not listening to me. I want your attention. I want your attention. I want your attention. I want your attention. And soon enough, they can get the attention. In other words, it's not a hard thing to shake someone out of their connection. But so meditation is the path to alignment. And alignment and channeling, for the most part, we would say, are one and the same. And hypnosis and alignment are similar, but to a much lesser degree.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Hello. First, I just wanted to sit here and see what it felt like to have this focus. I'll speak louder. I received an email recently from a friend who was apologizing to me for slighting me during a dinner where I never felt slighted. And I was wondering about co-creation in a situation like that. Is it a co-creation? Was there a part of me that was feeling slighted? Is there an ignoring of that? Or was I just in the downstream flow and not paying attention? How does that work?